Well, my goodness, folks, those wacky Brits are back. They arrived Monday night in a slippery snowstorm, using as their invasion vehicle the much-anticipated and much-hyped Anne Boleyn by veteran troublemaking playwright Howard Brenton. You will remember his work if you caught the deliciously provocative play Paul, which celebrated the life of St. Paul at the GAM a while ago. This time, he looks in on the life and times of one of Britain's great and well-remembered heroines, Anne Boleyn. You'll probably remember that she was celebrated as Henry VIII's feisty second wife. At least until he had her beheaded, that is. In Anne Boleyn, Brenton has truly created a hybrid play. On one hand, it is filled with sometimes hilarious humor as the playwright titillates his audience with goofy affairs, both gay and straight, erection jokes, and a summary of medieval birth control devices that I have no intention of going into here. Suffice to say that the wit and wisdom of a Monty Python is present in Anne Boleyn, as is, perhaps, the schlock of Benny Hill, too. But this play, directed with a sprightly attitude that may have overshadowed its serious drive by Rachel Walsh, is also a serious look at some serious subjects. The rights of women, or the lack of them, for instance. Or the place of religion, for good or evil, in any society. I'll try and sum up the plot. We have Henry VIII, played with muscular confidence and crazed sentiment by the always reliable GAM regular Steve Kidd. Henry, as we all remember, liked the ladies and made no bones about it. He's particularly nuts for Ms. Boleyn. "Be my mistress," he says. "You'll love it." But she has other ideas, such as becoming the Queen of England. "Henry," she tells her suitor, "there will be no fun and games until I have a crown." This goes on for more than 5 years, as England struggles mightily with the conflict between the Catholic Church and rising Protestantism. GAM newcomer Madeline Lambert seems to get off to a slow start as Boleyn, telegraphing her character's every move. But in the end, she catches you up very well as a woman struggling mightily in a very much man's world. Other historical figures abound. Listed as co-director of the production, artistic director Tony Estrella is gaily hilarious as King James I. Tom Glado is an all-hands-on-deck and do-it-loudly Cardinal Wolsey. Jim O'Brien makes Thomas Cromwell into a purposeful but going-too-far climber. Sam Babbitt and Casey Seymour Kim are wonderful, wry in his case and greatly affecting in hers. You have undoubtedly noted many historically famous names here. I recommend that, unless you are an advanced degree holder in Brit history, you do just a tad of research before you see Anne Boleyn. That will give you more enjoyment while watching this goofy, off-the-wall, but also quite serious work at the GAM.